1 took it away from county control. And nothing in the ordinance is in direct opposition, because you cannot, to Senate Bill 391. They define through DNR all the requirements. And so there's nothing any stricter than the DNR requirements. It picks up where they did not cover anything, or air control, or water, discussing, or soil or layout, as the testimony was given by Mr. Young. It covers that, the cars, and it covers a Corps of Engineer, anything going into a Corps of Engineer lake.
That is more reason why I want to make sure our ordinance is defined, so that we have those definitions. Big money can't affect our local government as much as it does the state government. And DNR may change the definitions in the future to where it's not what we want to have. And I don't want to see our ordinance say, well, it imposes all upon what DNR says. If that's possible.
The attorneys are very strict that we could not go anything stricter than what
but we
could put requirements that they had to come to us. And that's why in the ordinance, even though it goes through and it lists the class 1, class 2, and all of that, the same as what's in the DNR, but it also lists it's in our ordinance. So if they do change it, it is still in this ordinance.
I think that what we've come up here working and listening with a lot of you guys, and getting some advice from other outside entities and kind of putting it all together, I think they've done a very good job of staying within the, what Commissioner White's talking about, staying within the confines of what the state statutes have done to us, but at the same time still kind of, hey, we're over here and you have to listen to us, you have to be permitted by us. We specifically talk about the karst formations. We specifically talk about the soil quality. I mean, so there's a few things in there that we've made sure in there that kind of helps give it more, I don't know if it's more teeth as much as it's more specific to our area. And so, and again, it kind of, there's another one in here where we actually, the commission or any, I'm trying to find it, Tenney County Commission or any other individual or entity working under their authority determines that any CAFO causes or allows fugitive particulate matter emissions to go beyond, so on and so forth. So, we shall. So the Tenney County Commission shall notify the Director of the Department of Natural Resources. So it's not a matter of may, can, could, it's shall. So the commission's held to the point of, hey, if there is any, if it ever were to happen and there is an issue, we are to notify the Department of Natural Resources. And so that makes it a little strict on us, just to make sure, hey, we're doing our part, make sure we're doing our part. The other thing is I know one of the concerns was, is I think in 5 years or so many years, would DNR even be looking at them anymore, or would there really be any group or government entity out there enforcing these things? This ensures that Taney County will be enforcing even beyond whatever the state does. So we'll be watching, and we'll know, and then we'll be able to notify the Department of Natural Resources to actually come in and investigate.
That particular part is the same as DNR. They do say every 5 years they'll evaluate, but it goes on to give, unless there's complaints filed on the hog farm or wherever it be, they'll be issued a new permit for another 5 years. So we're following those guidelines.
But at the same time, still, there's nothing in the statute that says Taney County has to notify DNR. So we're making it to where we have to notify DNR.
Is that code online?
We just got it. We literally just got it. It will be online, yeah.
When the document is approved, it tells that it'll be available for everyone when it is approved and signed, and as all documents, Rick.
I would suggest you might want to put it online, because then like, okay.
Well, I would say,
no, sir.
Yeah, one of the problems is time is of the essence with this specifically.
It has to be filed, recorded by the 28th of this month. That's when statute, that's when Senate Bill 391 becomes law. It'll be voted on if the commission desires, and then it'll be, once it's voted on, we're told by our attorney, after it's voted on, and then it'll be filed, be copies made and available to everyone, and always.
If anybody like a copy right now, we can give it to you. We're not trying to hide anything. Don't think that. We literally just got it this morning.
But this is basically following the state.
And this it is with some, again, specifics to Taney County, and also because time is of the essence, we've tried to streamline it as quickly as possible.
We were given this. We were sent it Friday evening at about 5 o'clock, and then this morning, and I spent...
So this copy was sent this morning at...
That's just got the correction at the bottom. I questioned it yesterday. I was going over it, and we want it, as the attorney, and we do, we want the very best ordinance for Taney County.
Sheila, speaking of that, Taney County is a unique entity with 8 million visitors a year. Can we stand on that as being a, because we're already taxed, or, I mean, we're already... overuse, you know, there's so much sewage flow that we're, it's hard to deal with now. Can we make a, include that in any kind of restrictions on animal waste?
Well, we're doing everything that we can under the water and the air pollution, air control, and to the fact of Taney County is a tourism and a retirement community. And at meetings, this is exactly when it was said, to the commission from one citizen, and every citizen's statement is heard and investigated. It was said that we were just listening to one side of the story, not ever. I've went to the Farm Bureau meeting. I've spoken with B.J. Tanksley, the state legislator of the Farm Bureau, and we went back and forth with discussions as to why they would support this. And I questioned statements that were given at a meeting. I had made notes, because I had a tape of it going over, and I said, can you tell me if any of these statements are incorrect in regard to the statutes that have been being passed over the years that keep making it less stringent, making it easier for a CAFO to come? And not one of those were rebutted. He agreed. I said, can you tell me why that, because our job is to protect the farmers of Taney County. This isn't applying to the farmers of Taney County. I said this to the state legislative director at the Farm Bureau meeting, open meeting. And he said, we represent all farmers in Taney County. And I said, there's not a Taney County farmer that would qualify for a CAFO. And he said, correct. But I said, why then would you spend millions of dollars to lobby the legislators to make it easier for a CAFO to come to Taney County when we are about the second or third economic factor to the state because of our tourism districts that we supply? We're important to the state, aside from very important to our land. Our farmers love the land, and they have to protect the land in order for their cattle and everything. Our farmers, Taney County and Stone County farmers. He said... The reason they did was to not, when I pay taxes on my land and I own it, we don't want someone else telling us what to do. Don't want someone else controlling our land. And I've used that argument when someone talks about a nuisance code a lot. As long as it's affecting, is it just your land, your lot. But that's not what it's about. It's about when it flows over into our clean into a stream, or
to protect our waters, we have to deal with human waste. You know, we have septic tank regulations. Got to be on 3 acres. For large developments, there has to be a certain amount of there has to be a certain septic system for cities. I'd say for large animal operations, there should be.
We've shared that with them.
A system, yes.
We've shared that the people of this county cared enough about their clean water, their lakes, their streams, and they passed a sales tax to get a sewer system, to get countywide to cover. And the area that's not on the sewer, they, through that program, they go out and they furnish to pump the septic tanks, yes, if there's any, and there's an inspector on that.
That's a very great program, too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Could you state your name for the record?
I'm sorry, Mike. Daryl Stifler.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to share this, that many of our legislators did vote for it based upon the information they were given and what they saw. And one of those said in a public meeting Friday, the legislative meeting, that, and the reason they gave for their voting for it. He then followed and said, I believe Stone and Taney County needs to pass an ordinance, and I believe they need to do it before August 28th. That was his statement.
Well, but they also need to change it in the state legislation. Don't just leave it. I mean, don't take it away from us and say, oh, by the way, you guys got to fix our mistake.
No.
We all need to get with our state legislators and say, hey, let's use some common sense on this and quit just bowing down. So
exactly.
I don't know who it was. That's an easy way of getting out of making a mistake and not wanting to take ownership of it.
Yeah.
And whoever it was, I'll say it to their face.
When he made that statement, there was two other, it was a senator, and there was two other representatives from the House in that meeting also that had voted for it.
Well, that's seriously a thing, because we have so many visitors to the area and we have to deal with that waste, that we should get an exclusion exemption or something on animal waste. I mean, would there be...
That's the purpose for this.
Yeah, that's great.
To tell what we are here at Taney County, how our land is, how, and what we give to the state.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You just made my point, though, as far as having our own definition.